Blog Talk Radio.
Man, you gotta love that beginning of the old UFC when everything was first like coming to the fore, like just coming out there. It was so awesome back then. Good times. It's funny because we were talking a lot about that, the old tap out days with myself and El Maestro. But real quick for the people listeners, you're here. You're at United Wrestling Council Radio. Don't forget you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. Got it. The show's packed. It's funny because usually I start talking to the people who want to come on and some guests and stuff, and then it was like kind of slow because I was busy working, and then all of a sudden we put it together and it's like, yeah, we do have a lot going on, so we want to get some people on. So real quick, just to give you that lineup coming up in about 15 minutes or so, of course, somebody who him and Enigma must hold the record for the most times I've had them on my radio shows, but Guyam from Los Chivos is going to be on because they have a huge appearance and like sort of like an awards and fan appreciation type of thing coming up at Puerto Escondido. It's going to be the 17th for the people listening. It's Puerto Escondido is at 3740 Whittier Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. If you want to check that out, get some more information, you can call 323-262-7678. I didn't get to go last time, so we're going to talk to Guyam and a little bit about that, about how it went last time, because they did some stuff for Lucha Libre Alliance. Nicolette Marie got to go. She told me it was bomb. She said she had a good time. A lot of wrestlers came out, and you know, it's pretty cool. Got to sit down and eat and drink and talk and have a good time. And Furio Radio Latino was over there doing some live interviews and stuff with all the wrestlers, and she said it was really cool. So not only that, with Guyam, talk a little bit about that, but we have Leonardo Solis coming on. Leonardo Solis is from Furia Latino Estudio. We're going to talk a little bit about that, what they got coming up, because they'll also be there at Puerto Escondido to be doing some live stuff and getting the wrestlers and talking and doing some fan appreciation and stuff like that. So Leonardo's real cool. He's like a big supporter and for lack of a better term, like a helper of the Lucha Libre scene. You know, we got a big show coming up this Sunday, myself and Nicolette Marie. That's the one that's going to be at the BH Event Center. For the people listening to us, it's this Sunday in the city of Laguna Hills. It's at the BH Event Center. It's at 23802 Avenue de la Carrota in Laguna Hills. If you want some more information on that, it's at 714-493-0547. Doors going to open at 5. First match is at 6. So I believe Nicolette Marie is going to be doing double duty. She's definitely going to come out with me because she hasn't been out with me for a while. And since it's been like 6 months since the last wrestling show or whatever, we're ready to roll because it's going to be myself and Poder Infernal against somebody. It's kind of hard to explain Power Baby Genesis for the people who don't know what an Exotico is. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get Guyam on the show and Hades. So, dude, we've been chomping at the bit. We're ready to go. She's also going to come work with High Risk will be there too. They got a big match coming up. This show is going to be huge. I've been getting a lot of calls, a lot of emails and everything on that. So we definitely look forward to that. So we'll talk to Guyam about Puerto Escondido and what the status is of Lucha Libre Alliance right now. Talk a little bit about Enigma, how he's coming along as far as, you know, nursing some injuries and stuff like that, which is pretty cool because we got a chance to heal up with the 6 months that we're off. And then at about the 45 mark, or, you know, maybe about 7:30, I think we're going to bring Leonardo on and talk a little bit so we can get them both on together and talk a little bit about what they do for the Lucha community. I was talking to Guyam not too long ago. We were talking about there's a place called something Donuts that they've been doing a little thing over there. There's all kinds of stuff that the people have been wanting just to come and see the wrestlers because there hasn't been any wrestling for quite some time. So we'll definitely talk to them about that. But before we get to them, some quick news about the United Wrestling Council. Myself and Manny Pinson, who is the owner and the proprietor now for the United Wrestling Council, we went to Paul's Photos, you know, which is a great sponsor, you know, for the United Wrestling Council Radio and the company itself, to go talk to him about doing a show. So we pretty much got everything set and put together. The only thing we don't have, which is probably pretty important, is the date. So we're working on that, but we're working out the logistics of what, when we want to do it, because right now, even though it is kind of warm, rainy season in November and December and then January, the new year. So we're definitely not going to do anything till the 2021, but which kind of gives us a little bit more time to work everything out and get everything there. For the people that have never been to Falls Photos, it's like the perfect place to do a show, because it's got a long driveway and a big parking lot in the back, and it's kind of squared off or what. It's pretty cool because they have the murals up there, which is where they shoot a lot of the stuff for the people who went to the live broadcast that we did over there. You know what I'm talking about. It's just really big. So we went and said, well, we'll put the ring right here. This is going to be perfect, and we can put the the seats here and take care of business and everything over there. So we're still working on that as far as doing the show for the United Wrestling Council, because they haven't actually put one together yet. Everything's still in the working stages or whatever, but it looks like it's going to be pretty good. We definitely, I'm already got a card put together, just the small things like that, just, snacks and drinks and tickets, what we're going to charge and what we, the specific things, like we're going to have a VIP ticket and things of that nature. So we're definitely putting the works into that. I think it's going to be pretty cool. Manny himself booked Super Canero, who Nicolette Marie saw at the Puerto Escondido. He already went back to Mexico or whatever to go back home and train and stuff like that, and says he's going to come back to do that. So I think he's going to start doing a few shows out here when they come back. So we'll talk a little bit about that too with Guyam, because he was Super Canero was over at the Puerto Escondido over there, and like Abismo Negro Dos was over there, and a whole bunch of people. So it want to talk to him a little bit about that. I didn't get a chance to go because I was busy that weekend, but no big deal. I definitely want to go down there and check that out. So I'm 99.9% sure I'm going to go down and check that out at Puerto Escondido, only because they're giving back to the fans, which is pretty cool. Sandy Flores, Dali Escavel, Alondra Campos, I always see them at the shows. Always big supporters. I even saw them at the Inoki Dojo show. They not only go to those shows, but they go all over, and they buy tickets and they buy merch and they buy stuff like that. So those are the fans that we definitely, people like that, that you want to give back to or whatever. So don't forget, if you guys want to check it out, we're going to keep plugging it when we get Guyam in here, but it's going to be on the 17th, I believe. I got to get that date down because I don't even have that written down. We'll let Guyam give us the correct date on that, but it's going to be at Puerto Escondido. It's at 3740 Whittier Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. If you want some more information, you can call 323-262-7678. I'm going to go ahead and get Guyam on the phone. We'll talk to him a little bit about that to get some more information. Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll get Guyam on the phone, and we'll talk a little bit more about this big appearance. Hold on, everybody. That's what I'm talking about. For the people listeners, you're here. You're at United Wrestling Council Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. And also, big shout out to Paul's Photo. Paul's Photo, far and away, is the best store for all your camera needs. Located in the city of Torrance, they have the best prices and professional advice from beginner to pro. Still photos or video, Paul's Photo will take care of all your photo and video needs. It's located at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. You can call Mark at 310-375-7014, and you can always go to paulsphoto.com. That's pretty cool, because a lot of these owners don't like to give their numbers out, but he's ready and willing and able to help you and talk to what you need. So don't forget, Paul's Photo, like I said, ready, willing, and able to help with all your camera needs. Make sure you check that out, because they got a lot going on over there. Every time that we go down to Paul's Photos, it's packed. There's like a line outside of people asking questions about cameras and what they want to do. Also, those rentals, you want to check those out, because if you want to do like a nice video shoot or still photos or whatever, they rent the equipment. You put a deposit down, you can rent the equipment, do your own thing or whatever. So if you want to shoot a rap video or whatever, or if you're like Tekashi 69 and you're on house arrest and you have to shoot out of your home or whatever, you can rent the stuff from Paul's Photos and shoot your stuff at home. So I'm going to give Guyam a call. Let me see. I text him real quick. He hasn't got back to me. Hopefully he's by the phone and we'll get him on. So let me put that on the dial right there so we can talk a little bit about Puerto Escondido. Talk about some marisco and stuff like that, as well as the wrestling. Can you hear a dial tone going on? This is dialing. Make sure I got the right number down here. Hold on a second. 9-6-3-9-5. But yeah, okay. It says dialing, so let me, you know what? Hold on a second. Let me check that out again. I might be doing wrong here. Put this back up. Sorry, because I'm running the board right now as well as get everything going here. So let me just make sure we try it one more time. Hold on a second here. You know what? Looks like a technical difficulty. So you know what? Let's take a quick break. I'm sorry about that. Let's take a quick break and I'll give him another chance. Hold on. Live here at United Wrestling Council. I'm still trying to get this dial thing going here. I'm dialing in, and for some reason, there we go. Took us a minute, but we got action now. Hopefully he picks up now after all that. Hang on.
Hello.
Hey, Guyam, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yeah, my brother.
Ah, it's beautiful. Real quick for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. And on the line with us right now, if you checked out the post and everything that I put up, somebody who I've been back and forth with in the ring, rivals, partners and everything, Guyam from Los Chivos. Guyam, how are you, my friend?
I've been doing very well, very excited, because with that event we have on the 17th of this month, my brother, which
yeah.
I know you're going to be participating, and it's just always a thrill talking to the guy I love to hate.
You know, I got to tell you, you know, I wasn't able to go to the last one, but Nicolette Marie went, and we were talking about that in the opening there. She was telling me how great it was. She goes, you know, the food is unbelievable. I guess they had like
a plate
that had like, yeah, it had like mixed seafood. It had lobster, crab, all kinds of stuff in there. And now, when you say that, you know I'm dying, because I didn't get a chance to go eat the food or whatever over there. So I'm definitely looking forward to heading out there and going to check that out. So before we talk about this one that's coming up on the 17th, talk a little bit about that, because I heard it went really well. Furia Latina Studios was there, and you guys did some live interviews. And I saw a picture of I don't know. I'm sorry. The name escapes me. Lady Cynthia's father was there. ¿Cómo se llama?
Moctezuma.
Yes, and he.
Moctezuma
is
this guy's name.
You know, I saw his table. There was a picture. That table was full. It had chips and salsa. It had cacahuates from the vendors. It had chicharrón. I mean, that table was full. Talk a little bit about that and how that went. You know, with going out there making an appearance, because since there hasn't been wrestling going on because of the COVID, it's nice to have an appearance so that people could still come and hang with the wrestlers, you know?
Well, Mokte was there, and then Black Abyss was there.
Yeah.
Guys from Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a celebration of Lucha Libre Alliance getting in touch with our fans. And this one coming up on the 17th is even more special, because we're honoring 10 very, very special fans who've been our supporters from the very, very beginning. And you can't forget that. That needs to be awarded, rewarded. And these fans are true wrestling fans. And so we're going to present them with an award, more than anything, a recognition and a big thank you to our supporters. and to all the people that help out this company of Lucha Libre Alliance, like yourself, because boy, you go in there every time you go up there in the ring to work for our company, you give it your body and your soul, my friend. And I'm very proud to have been in the ring with you as a partner and as a foe. And it's always one hell of a match.
Yeah, it's funny because the pictures that I put up when I was advertising they were coming on, it was the match before the big end all to be all, and that place was packed. When Enigma came back and said, "Hey man, we need you guys' chairs or whatever because we have so many people," I was like, "What?" So I gave up my chair and a bunch of guys gave up their chair. I looked out there and it was like WrestleMania. That I had never seen that place that packed. I mean, there was just enough floor space to get to the ring and back. And so that's what we're talking about. It was so good that we had, you know, such a big crowd and everything, and you want to give back to the people because that's what it's all about. So
that's what it is, giving back to the people. And of course, you know, a lot has to do with the fact that, I mean, it's top quality matches from the first opening match to the main event. The fans never walk out disappointed. They always walk out. They got their money's worth. And like I tell my brother and I tell all our associates, these people are hardworking people, man. They work all week long to earn their salary, their pay. And for them to go to our ticket office and to put down their cash, boy, we better give them a good show because, I mean, they deserve everything. And so if we could give a little bit back to these 10 fans that have been with us since the very, very, very start. We go back already. In this run, it's been already 5 years, but we had a lapse. But before that, we went kind of for about another 5 years, and they've always been with us. And so that's something that needs to be recognized. And the fans are everything, man. They make you and they break you.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But for the people listening, don't forget, if you want to check it out, it's going to be October 17th, which is that a Saturday or a Sunday?
It's a Saturday at 2 p.m.
Saturday at 2 p.m. It's at Puerto Escondido. Mm-hmm. It's at 3740 Whittier Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. If you want some information, if you want to call over there just to, I don't know, make sure that they got a spot for you. I got 323-262-7678. I think that's the number to the actual restaurant, you know?
Yes, that's the number of the restaurant. The owner is a very gracious man, Alex Mendoza. The dude is all heart, and he's another big, big fan, and he just can't stand Favi. I don't know why he can't stand Favi. He's a chivo chaser.
I
called
him.
The guy's a chivo chaser, and he remembers a lot of stuff that...
And I said, "Hey," I said, "can I reserve a table because I want to sit with Lady Cynthia and her dad because he has so much food and snacks and drinks at his table." He said, "Hey, man, you come here on your own. All right, I can't. Like, all right, man, I'm gonna be here." So we definitely look.
He's a big Chivo fan.
Yeah, we look forward to that. So now, I mean, I know the
COVID my brother.
It's going on, and right now, you know, I have been working so hard. Orange County's opened up, but it's limited at what you can do, and a lot of people don't want to drive all the way out to Orange County. So I've got everything. I've got all the CDC guidelines of what you have to do and cleaning the ropes and making sure in between and everything, but they still have not opened up, you know, to do a show. So what about yourself? Have you heard any news or whatever? Or when I'm going to say that we're not going to be able to do another show till 2021. That's what we're looking at. Have you heard any information otherwise?
No, that's what we're looking at right now. We're following all the guidelines by Governor Newsom and we're doing the right thing. And so 2021 looks like a sweet comeback, and it's best to be safe than to rush things. And I mean, here for the protection for the boys and our fans, we're gonna hold off till 2021, but this is why these events, just to stay in contact with our fans, and let them know that we still appreciate them 100%, and that we're fighters and we're together in this, but at the same time, let's be prudent and respectful for one another, and let's just get through this darn thing.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, but it's like you said, we don't want to push everything, and then you have to go at 10%. You have like 20 people when there's another 80 outside that want to get in or whatever. So we want to be safe and take care of the wrestlers too. We got to make sure everybody. We don't want anybody getting sick or anything like that. So now, I had a meeting. Paul Spoto is one of the sponsors for the UWC. So he said, look, man, I really, for the people who missed it, I mean, we had it was like a combination live broadcast photo shoot at Paul's Photos. And I mean, the back feed or whatever it's called, the feed or the news feed or whatever that I've got from people is amazing. I mean, I get calls every day. Hey, do you guys know when you're going to be back over there? When you're going to bring the wrestlers? When you're going to bring the luchadores and stuff over there? And I said, well, we're working on it or whatever. But what I got the most, which is so funny, we went to go pick up some pictures, and one of the photographers, I don't know who he was, he said, hey, is Guyam coming to the next one? I go, if we have something, he'll come. Definitely him and Enigma, they always come to the events. And he said, because I got to get some more pictures of him running with, because he had the nice cape on and everything, and everybody got a picture of that but me. And I said, hey, I can tell him, but it was funny because you were running. They made you run back and forth a few times. So I came up and I said, hey, Guyam. But he goes, hold on a second. I did more running on this photo shoot than I do when I'm in the ring.
That was a crazy thing.
Yeah, but it was. I had, you know what? I have a disc that has all the pictures. Next time I see you, I'll bring it to you so you can check it out.
Yes,
and you can pick which ones.
Because it was memorable afternoon.
Yeah. They were the best ones. The ones were because the way they did the lighting and the background, it's amazing. You got to see them. It really came out really nice. So the people, not only that, but the owner was so, you know, like I said, it was so great. He wants to do a show. So we've been negotiating with him to do a show and stuff like that. We met with him last week and, you know, he definitely said, hey man, I want to make sure the Chivos are there and all the wrestlers and all that. And I said, yes. So we started putting the card together. So Manny, who's the owner, he says, hey, I want a main event to blow up the place. And I said, look, I've got to put Guyam and Fletch Fugaz as a team. I said, I don't know who I'm going to put them against. Because I didn't, when I put you guys together at the show in Long Beach, I didn't get to see the because you know when you're doing a show, you're working behind the scenes. So
right,
I never
got
to see that match. But I had a few people tell me, hey, man, those two guys against each other are dangerous. But together, I mean, that's a team that could do that.
Oh, my God. Well, I have tremendous respect for Flecha Fugaz. The dude is a true grit, you know. The guy has so much to offer up in the ring. I mean, he's a tremendous wrestler, my respects. And to wrestle with him as a partner, I mean, I wrestled against this guy who was my partner, and I thought he was my friend. He stabbed me in the back. And ever since then, man, I've been hunting this guy down. It's Chulo, Fabi Chulo, something like that. They all started San Bernardino, my bro.
Yeah, well, you know,
things are hard to forget, man.
There's a lot of unfinished business. A lot of unfinished.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you know,
the chapter's not hasn't been written completely.
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, and this is the God's honest truth. I mean, that one of the worst beatings I ever had was that when we had the final showdown or whatever. Like, geez, still to this day, from the maroma that I got from the third one, my kidneys are still.
Brother. Back and forth.
It was all nalgas directly on the kidneys. I thought I was going to explode. But anyway, so you know, we still have that. And then, you know, last week we had Warhawk on the show, and he said, look, I never got my rematch to wrestle for the Lucha Libre Alliance World Championship against Black Metal.
Yeah.
So I'm still hunting that down. He said, if I don't get Alliance, I'll take it over there, whatever. I've been chomping at the bit to try to get back to wrestle the Black Metal's still the champion, you know?
Yes, he still is. And but yeah, the number one contender right now is Warhawk, and as soon as we start rolling, believe me, he will have his shot.
Yeah, he was. I would say angry is lowballing it because he was
that's
all.
This guy's great.
Yeah, he wants to go, but not only that, you know, since the COVID, you know, a lot of people, they go two ways. Either they're just going to kick back and wait, and a lot of people started training. I've been training, you know, quite a bit, which is kind of good for the COVID because it kind of some injuries healed up or whatever. And not to be putting Kayam over because he's on the show or whatever, because him and I have gone back and forth. But the last time I saw him, he was looking in shape, man. I was like, man, this dude, something is going on because this dude looks in shape. But tell me a little bit about, have you and your brother been training? Because the gyms are closed.
Certainly.
But if you watch,
definitely. Working out is our way of life, you know. It's a lifestyle. And I work very hard, very, very hard just to have 2 days of rest during the week. The rest is work. And
right.
Just yesterday we were in the ring. And working very, very hard and hitting the weights and staying in shape. You know, right now their gym's closed, but we fixed our bikes. My family and I, we fixed my wife and my little girl. We fixed our bikes and we hit the pavement and just constant workout, man. That's just our way of living.
Yeah.
And so and then I know that as soon as they give us a green light, we're stepping up into that ring. And we don't want to be one step behind. We want to be in shape and give it all and have those fans happy.
Yeah, for the
and
people
that's
listening,
what Lucha Libre is all about.
Yeah, and for the people listening, if you can, I think it's still if you Google it, you could still buy it on DVD. When you watch the documentary Lucha Libre Life Behind the Mask, they show you and your brother downstairs in the basement. You know, doing the ab wheel and working shoulders and stuff like that. Does that still go on to this day, or do you guys go somewhere else? Or
no, that's our haven right there. That was constructed by old Papa Chivo,
Big
Chivo, my dad. And so I mean that's our place. That's our church. And so we work all the time. You know, we're there.
Yeah.
It's therapeutic, you know, and I'm there with my brother, and we talk business, and it's just it's like I say, it's a way of life.
Yeah, and it's funny because do you still like people talk about it, or do you still every once in a while watch that DVD? Because I show it all the time, especially to some of these young boys that come over my house and stuff like that. But I was showing it to somebody the other day. I can't remember who came over, and we were talking about it. So we're in the garage, and I couldn't stop laughing because it's the part where Acero Dorado Jr.'s son is in the barber chair or whatever, and Dr. Muerte took him to the barber shop, and the barber asked him, "Are you going to be a rudo?" And he goes, "No, I'm going to be a technical." And he goes, "Wait," he turns the clippers off and he goes, you know, "Your dad's a rudo, your grandpa's a rudo." And he goes, "How come you don't want to be a rudo?" He goes, "No, I want to be a technical because the rudos are always getting hurt." He goes, "Like your grandpa?" He goes, "Yeah, my grandpa's knees are all messed up." And he goes, "It's because he's fat?" He goes, "That's why."
this is a really good moment.
Yeah, but that documentary right there really shows what the luchadores go through, because you guys were in the 12 passenger van driving all the way to Mexicali or whatever to
Mexicali.
Do the show, and then drove all the way back, got home like at, I don't know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
We got home at seven in the morning.
Yeah, it was daylight. Yeah, you're right.
The following day I doubled up. I worked for WCW. Early, and then I worked in the evening for Rocky. Oh yeah, no, man, we were working, work.
Yeah, that's crazy. So for the people listening, you got to check that out. I mean, it just shows a lot what goes into it and everything. You know, it's funny because on the way up there, you guys are talking, everybody's having a good time. You know, se quita la máscara, talking, and then on the way back, everybody's
oh, it's time to conk out, man.
Hey, man. But
yeah,
conk
out, because the next day it starts all over again.
Yeah, those were good times.
But that's the life of the luchador. That's why that's such accurate and very good depiction of pro wrestler, because that's our life, you know. And of course, all the injuries and all that comes with it. And that's just the name of the game. And like I was telling my nephew, he worked out with me yesterday. I said, no one put the gun to our head. I mean, that we chose this life. And my dad, he actually dissuaded us. He didn't want us to be part of this because he knew what it entailed. And but you know, when you have it in your blood, I mean, that you're gonna be a luchador no matter what. And
yeah.
I see now these young kids coming up, and I applaud them, and I help them out as much as I can, because when it's in your blood, I mean, you just gotta go for it. I mean, there's no, it's not gonna stop you.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so much talent out there. You know, these guys, Drew McIntyre, this fucking kid. This guy is so talented. He's the world champ. And then Roman Reigns. And then you have over here in Mexico, Dr. Wagner Jr.
Atlanta. Oh, yeah.
I mean, these guys are so talented, and they're touched by God. And so you have to encourage these young guys coming up, because they could be the next Roman Reigns, the next Mysterio, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. And it's true what you say. As much as you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. I mean, the experience, there's no substitute for experience. You know what I mean? So that just, you know, grooms you to keep going. And I mean, it hasn't changed that much. But back then, it was like family. You know, I remember we took Rosa Savaje to San Francisco with us. And we had there's so many stories we could tell. We had such a good time and stuff. It just, now, I'm not going to say the wrestling comes secondary, because you know that's what it's all about, but we just had so much fun at the airport, and you know, just,
oh, you have to, you have to, yes, because there's so much stress in the dressing room right before you go up to the ring, that when you come down the ring, you thank God that you came out in one piece,
yeah,
and everything's fine. Then you have to relax and have the laugh with the guys, you know. That's essential.
So what it's all about.
Can you
hang on for just a quick minute? I got to take a quick break, and I want to talk about a couple of more things. Can you hang on for just a minute?
Yeah, bro.
Hang on. Let me take a quick commercial. I'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody.
All right. Okay, bye.
Funny, because I have Guyana.
Your call
hold.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hold on, everybody.
Five.
I'm talking to Guyana, and then the next thing I know, it says call dropped. So let me send him a text that I'm calling him back right now. Híjole, Fabiano ya no sirve. Wait, hold on a second, everybody. I got to get to my commercial for Point After also. So hold on one second here. Let me just send him a text. Can't call it back right now. And plus, we got Leonardo coming on too. Hold on a second. Watch this. Hey, sorry I hung up. I'm calling you back. Okay, hopefully he gets that so we can. Let me do the commercial first and then I'll call him back. So, híjole. Wait, one second. So, don't forget for Yards After Contract. I'm sorry, Yards After Contact. Got to check out Yards After Contact, printing service, apparel, and, of course, custom cornhole boards. Check them out at yardsaftercontact.com and check out their Facebook page. Great pictures of some of the work, especially the custom UWC shirts modeled by our own Manny Pinson. That's Yards After Contact. Get your custom gear today. Got to check out that Yards After Contact, because I'm telling you, man, Those custom cornhole boards are all that. We were talking a little bit about that on Saturday.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Five.
Oh, God. We don't want to put him on blast. So let me try something again real quick right here. I'm sorry for everybody listening. Yeah, don't forget to check out that Yards After Contact, man. I'm telling you, that cornhole stuff is really, really, really popular right now. And the ones that they have are slamming. They had one that had Long Beach. And they also had one that was Raiders that we were.
The number you are calling is temporarily unavailable.
Oh, my goodness.
Please try later.
Hold on. Let's try it again. All right, here we go.
The number you are calling is temporarily unavailable.
Okay. You know what? I got to take another quick break. Sorry about that. Let me take another quick break so I can set this back up again, and we'll be right back. Hold on, everybody.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 5, 6.
Oh, no, we're not going to put that out. Let me try Leonardo again one more time. Hopefully, we can get that going. And then we'll have Guyam coming. Let me try this again one more time. Sorry, everybody. Live radio, so I'm still working the board and everything over here. So I'm trying to get everything in order. Hold on. Let me try Leonardo again real quick. Here we go.
The number you are calling is temporarily unavailable. Please try.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take another break. I'm going to shoot them the call-in number and then see if they can call in. Hold on, everybody. Once again, we'll be right back. But I'll get them back on. Don't worry. We'll be right back after this. We're back here live at UWC Radio. You know what? I gave everybody back the call-in number because I don't know what's happening with the board. So if they get these, they'll be able to call back in and we can talk a little bit more about Puerto Escondido. I wanted to talk to Leonardo because what I want to talk to about, not only is he going to be there at the same one that Guyam's going to be at, he's going to be at the same show that we're doing this Sunday. This Sunday. So real quick before we get going to him, got to mention our people again at Paul's Photo. Paul's Photos, far and away, is the best store for all your camera needs. Located in the city of Torrance, they have the best prices and professional advice for beginner to pro. Still photos or video, Paul's Photo will take care of all your photo and video needs. Located at 23845 in the city of Hawthorne. On Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. Make sure you check it out. You can call Mark Common, who's the owner and proprietor at 310-375-7014. And you can always go to paulsphoto.com. Paul's Photo, ready, willing, and able to help with all your camera needs. So I don't know exactly what's going on. I don't know if something's happening with the blog talk or whatever, but I gave both Leonardo and Guyam the call-in number. And if you want to call in, because I got a few minutes, if they don't call back, you can call 563-999-3016. Again, that number is 563-999-3016. If you call that number, you'll get right on. So talking a little bit about Guyam with the big awards for the fans that's coming up. It's going to be at Puerto Escondido. If you want to check that out, it's going to be Saturday, October 17th. It's at 3740 Whittier Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. You can call 323-262-7678, as well as the big show that we got coming up on this Sunday, which is going to be out there in Laguna Hills. And, you know, we took a drive out there to check it out. It is, you want to talk about beautiful? That place is awesome out there in that area. It's out there off the 405 passing Irvine and all that stuff out there in Laguna Hills. It's really beautiful out there. So that's the big show that's coming up. It's at 23802 Avenue de la Carlota in Laguna Hills, California. It's at the BH Event Center. If you call 714-493-0547, you can check it out over there. Myself and Poder Infernal are going to be wrestling against Hades and Power Baby Genesis. So let me see if I can get Guyam back on the line right here, since we plugged all our stuff that we had to. Hold on one second. I don't think this happens on Furia Latino Estudio. So, yeah, numbers aren't even coming up. I don't know what the problem is here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Fine.
Okay. Well, anyways, I went ahead and sent him the thing. I'm going to pull up the card. I know. Hey, can you pull up the card on my iPad for the show on Sunday so I can plug it on here? I know High Risk is going to be there. The Piloto Suicida, Acero, and all them are going to be on there. So definitely want to go down and check that out. So we'll talk a little bit about that show coming up or whatever. And also, like we talked about on the other show, the show that's at the OC Fight Club, it got moved to November 7th. So I believe that might be on a Saturday or whatever. We had Playboy, we had OG Playboy on, and he talked a little bit about the show coming up. So, and everything kind of got moved around since then. So we'll talk a little bit about that too. The first match, I think, is going to be Ruben Iglesias versus Vito Fratelli. That's the opener. And then it's going to be OG Playboy, and I think Albert's out or whatever. So they're going to be going up against – do you remember? You know what? They got – Phoenix Star and Zokri got switched to wrestle against Dr. Maldad and Shamu Jr. So that – but then the big death match or whatever is going to be Piloto and Acero. That's on that one right there. So let me pull this up. Okay. So yeah. So the Lucha show that's going to be at the BH Event Center, it doesn't have the lineups, but the people that are going to be there is Biagio, Quincenzo, Vito Fortelli, Acero, Piloto, Simon Lotto, Steven Andrews, Puma Negro, Madness, Power Baby Genesis, Hades, Poder Infernal, Fabiano and Rey León. So that's going to be huge. So make sure you check that out. If you want to check that out, you can also call 714-493-0547, as well as 714-360-3661. So make sure you check that out. That's a huge show that's going to be coming up pretty soon. It's this Sunday, and doors open at 5, and the first match is at 6. It's outside show, but the weather, from what I hear, is going to be pretty cool. So that's going to be cool. So anyways, for the people listeners, I'm sorry, we're having some technical difficulties, so we won't be able to bring our people back on. Let me take just a quick break. I'll try one more time, and then if not, we'll get out of here. So let me give it one more shot. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back. That right there. Hold on, everybody. I'm still trying over here. I don't know if it might be something with the we're trying another number right here. So just for the people listening, you're back here at UWC Radio. I'm trying one more time. RJ, it's me, Fabiano.
What's up, brother? How are you?
You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can.
Hey, you know, I got a little bit of time left on my radio show because for some reason we're having technical difficulties with what was happening. So I gave you a call. So for the people listening, you're here. You're on UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. On the line with me right now, RJ, who is the co-promoter for this big show that we've been talking about from the beginning. For the people listening, it's going to be this Sunday. It's going to be at the BH Event Center. It's at 23802 Avenue de Carlota in the city of Laguna Hills. If you want to check it out, it's at, you can call 714-493-0547. RJ, dude, I got to tell you, man, the people have been messaging me, emailing me, and talking about this show for literally like 2 weeks because since – you know, the COVID, it's pretty cool that they have these drive-in type of shows, but this is actually going to be a show where you're going to be able to sit in the crowd. I know they're going to space everybody out or whatever. So talk a little bit about this, how this all came about, man, because I'm telling you, it's been so long since people have got to go to a live show. There is a huge buzz for this show. Tell me a little bit about how all this came about.
So this show is going to be a regular wrestling show, brother. It's the fans are going to be able to sit down with the within 6 feet of each other. They're going to be able to witness professional wrestling pre-corona. So I think it's going to be a good turnout. The card's pretty star-studded. We have Piloto Suicida and Lacero Dorado in the main event. This is an up-and-comer Vito, who's actually a veteran in the business because he's been working for about 20 years, along with Biagio Crescencio. And we have two more surprises for the main event. We have two surprises for the main event that are pretty sure going to pack the place.
Now, when you talk about Piloto and Acero going up against Vito and Biagio, that's huge. First of all, Biagio and Vito, good wrestlers, up and coming. Even though they've both been around for a little bit of time, I've known Acero and Piloto for almost 20 years. So what made you think of that matchup? I mean, because that dude, that's a big step up for Vito and Biagio.
I'll be honest with you, brother. I think people don't give the new guys opportunities to showcase each other.
Yeah.
Vito's worked with La Parca. Vito's worked with Dr. Wagner. He's worked with Vampiro Canadiense. And these are people that really, really dedicate themselves to the sport, but they're not given the recognition they deserve.
I would agree with that because I'm all about that, giving them that shot to see what they got and see how it works out. But it is. That's a big step up, and that's a big proving ground for them. Now, it's going to be myself and Poder Infernal against Power Baby Genesis and Hades. Are you guys having a party over there?
No. I just jumped in the car.
Are you okay?
Man, everything's good, man. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I'm good, bro.
No problem. So when I saw that matchup, I was happy about that because I wrestled against Power Baby Genesis when I had a show in Long Beach, and we never got to actually settle it in the ring for whatever reason.
Okay.
Aguarde Oro and I kept fighting. And I didn't get it. So this is one of the first times that I actually get to get in the ring with them and – you know, go. And it's funny because I wrote, you know, Hades and Power Baby Genesis, you're dead or whatever. And he wrote back, in your dreams, bro. We'll see what happens. So I'm looking forward to that matchup as well. And what else you got on the card? Can you give us a couple more of the matchups?
Yes, sir. Just a big surprise for the people who don't know. The main event's going to be a six-man tag team match. And from behind that, we're bringing in the male. He's going to team up with Vito and Biagio to go up against Rey León, Piloto and Marcelo.
Uh-huh.
The semifinal. Go on.
That's going to be cool. But you know what? I want to talk to you about, only because we're running up against the clock. I saw that High Risk is on the card, but you got them going against, is it Puma Negro and somebody else?
Puma Negro and Mavis. Puma Negro actually trained in Consejo Mundial de Lucha Libre.
Yeah.
So I think that round is going to be phenomenal because I Risk is a high flying, fast paced type of American wrestler.
Yes.
And they're going up against hard hitting, strong style.
Right. See, this is what I'm talking about, the matchups like that. I was talking to Simon Lotto, and he was like, yeah, we're going up against some straight luchadores, so it's going to test what we got, you know, and all that. So that's what I've been getting a lot of feedback and stuff, because the matchups are so interesting or whatever. So we definitely look forward to checking that out. So for the people listening to us, don't forget, big show coming up. It's at the BH Event Center. It's at 23802 Avenue de la Carlota in Laguna Hills, California. You can call 714-493-0547 to get more information. The doors are going to open at 5. First match is at 6. So make sure you check that out. RJ, I'm glad I got to get you on just for a minute, because there's been so much buzz about this show and people talking about it and stuff like that. So we definitely look forward to checking out that show. So, you know, we appreciate you putting it together, man. I mean, just the stuff that you have to go through to get everything set up and all that takes quite a bit. So we definitely look forward to seeing you up there at the show and getting that place packed. All right, my brother?
Thank you, bro.
All right, you got it.
Thank
RJ,
you,
everybody.
I appreciate
hey, and I'll wear my RJ Productions shirt, so make sure everybody checks that out. You still got some more of those in case anybody wants to get one?
I actually sold out, and I'm going to be making a new batch hopefully soon.
Okay, cool. Well, then we'll be looking forward to that. So for the people listening, don't forget, check out RJ Productions, and don't forget this big show on Sunday. I'll see you on Sunday, all right, my friend?
Thank you. God bless you, Bobby.
All right, man, you got it. We'll be right back after this. RJ, everybody, make sure you check him out. We'll be right back. From the horse's mouth to talk a little bit about that. Good thing we were able to get RJ on.
Yeah.
Manny, can you talk for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
For the people listeners, you're here. You're at UWC Radio, and on the line with me right now, the man himself, the owner and proprietor of the United Wrestling Council, Manny Pinson. Manny, what's happening, my friend? I know you're working. Can you talk to us for a minute?
Yeah, let's go, brother. How you doing? How's everybody out there?
You know what? We're doing good. In the opening, I don't know if you were able to listen to the show, but we were talking a lot about Paul's photos and working on putting the show together out there in the city of Torrance. You know, I got to tell you, man, there's been so much feedback about that big photo shoot that we had over there when all the wrestlers came. Because to me, this is what I get. And let me know if you will agree with me on this. In the city of Torrance, which has a specific ethnicity, I don't think they've ever seen luchadores or whatever, because when all the people were there, the photographers and all the people that came to check it out, they're like, yeah, this is pretty cool. But when the luchadores came out in the masks and started walking, it got completely silent and everybody was just looking. And then it was like, dude.
Oh, everybody was all happy. Yeah, dude, they were all gagas, and you know, the students that were taking photos and all that, they made our guys look like movie stars, man. You know, red carpet treatment. It was awesome.
Yeah, it does make a big difference, you know, with the lighting, and they have those big shields or whatever that they hold up to make the lighting just right and all that. Now, have you had a chance to go through the CD with all the pictures on it and check any of those out?
No, not yet. Not yet. I've been really busy myself, you know, trying to get, you know, newcomers to come with us, you know, sponsors, whatnot. And, you know,
yeah.
I'm always working one way or another. And plus, I got, you know, my other business on the side, you know, as a road manager and the head of security for celebrities and whatnot, you know. So,
yeah.
You know, I've been pretty busy with that, too. But this company, you know, United Wrestling, we're going to make it big, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to make it really big. And you and I, you know, together, we're a good team, man. So, I thank you and your daughter for the help and everything. You know, it's been many years since I've been behind the squirrel circles and all that, but you know, I'm getting back into it.
Well, it's funny because when we had Guyam on earlier and we were talking about how they had him running with the cape and he was so blown up or whatever. That's something that put it on the map. But anyways, real quick before we, you know, because we're running up against the clock, this is what I'm telling people, because everybody's like, are you going into a new direction or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, but what, and you tell me if you agree on this, what we want to do with the United Wrestling Council is try to put the spotlight on some of these SoCal wrestlers who've been putting in the time and putting in the work or whatever. We want to use United Wrestling Council as a vehicle to get them to shine, right?
Yes, that's true. That's true. I know who it was when I came out the days wrestling and whatnot, you know. Mr. Mexico was my manager, and Pistol P trained, and I trained with the Guerrero Brothers and whatnot. And, you know, they did a lot to try to get the Southern guys out here to do shows too, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They helped a lot of guys, you know, move up in the upcoming of WWE and whatnot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
The Olympic Auditorium, you know.
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about. We want to, you know, because a lot of the SoCal guys don't get the chance to wrestle, like we're bringing the wrestlers down from Mexico, like we're talking about Damian and Bestia and Mecha Wolf and people like that. So we want to use this company as a vehicle so those guys can wrestle those guys so they can see that they can go with the so-called, you know, big stars of Lucha Libre or whatever. So that's pretty much what we're working towards, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got it.
Yeah, well, for the people listening to us, if you go to YouTube, and I think if you put United Wrestling Council in your little search engine, I'm pretty sure it was my debut match. Manny had already been working for a while, and it was my debut match, and it was him and it was Manny himself and me against Dean
Armor
Saint.
Armor Saint. Bull Ramos Jr. Fabi. Was it Fabi?
No. He made me Dazzling Dan Fabiano.
That's right.
But real quick, that's the way Pete humbled people, because I thought I was all going, hey, I'm going to be a wrestler. He goes,
yeah.
You're going to be Dazzling Dan Fabiano. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Dude, he goes, no, this is what you're going to be, and that's that. So that's what I was. If you pull that up, you got to see when Bull Ramos Jr., Manny himself, takes that bump over
then
that third rope.
Get my vehicle third right now.
It was just straight floor. I mean, he flew over and hit all back on the floor. So I highly recommend that you check that out. So just to show that he did pay his dues and he, you know, all that stuff, that he knows what it's like to be in the ring and take that big bump or whatever. So we definitely look forward to the future. I was telling the people that were working on the show, it's probably not going to happen until 2021, only for the fact of this COVID and stuff like that. So we're definitely looking forward to getting that done in 2021, right?
Yep, yep.
Okay, the big question I have for you is, since we have such a great sponsor in Point After Contact, will we be getting one of those custom cornhole boards?
Yep, I placed them in order already.
Yeah, that, and also, will you be? Here's the questions I'm getting. I'm just reading these off my messages. Will owner Manny Pinson be modeling the latest shirt that comes out for UWC?
Yep, already did. I'm on it, baby. I'm on it.
Okay, perfect. So we definitely look forward to that. So for the people listening, make sure you check out United Wrestling Council. Can they still go? Can they go to UWC.com, or what's the website for that?
Oh well, I'm having a hard time hearing you, brother. Hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Barely. I got a lot of traffic going on right now. You know, I'm
okay.
Over here at the site.
Well, we'll let you go back to work. I'll plug this yards after contact, and we'll get back with you after that. How's that, my friend?
10-4, 10-4, brother. Y'all have a good night. Be safe out there. You and your families, okay?
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Manny Pinson, everybody. All right, real quick, let me just get this in. Don't forget, we're talking about that too, Yards After Contact. You got to check out Yards After Contact, printing service, apparel, and, of course, custom cornhole boards. Check them out at yardsaftercontact.com and check out their Facebook page. Great pictures of some of their work, especially the custom UWC shirts modeled by our own Manny Pinson. That's Yards After Contact. Get your custom gear today. Yeah, he says he's going to put in an order to get one of those because, as you know, the Chop Trivia that we do and everything is a big hit with everybody. So make sure you stay tuned. We're going to keep everybody informed as soon as we get that show going. Big thanks to Guyam. Leonardo, I'm sorry we didn't get to you. We tried to call you. I tried to send you the call-in number, but we'll get it figured out and get it back in here. He's a huge supporter of the Lucha Libre and really does a lot. You know, all the photos that I get and Nicolette Marie, a lot of them come from him, and he's always cool about sharing them with us and all that. So we definitely thank him for all that, and of course, Guyam. So we'll see everybody right here back next week. We'll get everything all sorted out. Make sure we get everybody ready to roll, and we'll talk to everybody then. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week.